One of the reasons that the U.S. economy grew so rapidly for much of the 20th century was the large-scale entry of women into the workforce. Female participation in the workforce expanded only gradually for much of the century, but then expanded rapidly from the early 1970s through the early 1990s. As indicated by writer Binyamin Applebaum, about a third of working-age women held jobs outside of the home during the years immediately after World War II. By the early 1990s, about three-quarters of working-age women were working, representing a massive influx into the labor force. Since then, the trend of rising female labor force participation has stagnated. Accordingly, the proportion of women ages 25 to 54 either working or looking for work stood at 75% last month. That remains more than 10 percentage points lower than the figure for men of the same age. Federal Reserve Chairperson Janet Yellen has stated that companies should embrace policies making it easier for women to work. She recently cited one estimate indicating that raising female participation in the workforce to the same level as men's would increase America's annual economic output by 5%. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.